Welcome to the Little Shows That Couldn't podcast. We're the shows for the shows that failed, for the shows that didn't make it. I don't know. For the shows. We like TV. I'm Brett Medill, your host. I'm a TV enjoyer. I'm noted. I admit it. I've enjoyed TV for many moons. With me is co-host Sean Stewart. Do you like TV, Sean Stewart?
I'm on the neutral side of enjoying TV. I can take it or leave it.
Well, it keeps you objective. It puts you in an excellent position to evaluate it. I like it.
Okay.
With us, our guest, Stephen Carton. He's back.
Hello.
What?
Yeah.
Again. Oh,
so today, as you can see, we're covering episodes 3 and 4 of a total of 6 of Clerks, the animated series.
And right away, we're introduced to a new character as Lando.
Lando.
The first black character.
You know, other than Desmond Pfeiffer?
Well, yeah, other than Desmond Pfeiffer.
Other than the famed butler of Abraham Lincoln, Desmond Pfeiffer.
Yeah.
Which we were introduced to in episode 1. So we get Lando. Lando is only really consulted for black things.
Essentially.
He's given the name of the black guy from Star Wars because Kevin Smith's shows just can't not make Star Wars references.
That's true.
It's ingrained. It's part of what you expect. It's part of what you're going to get. You're going to get those references.
They even set him up at the beginning. They go, "Hey, Lando, say what up, yo."
And he's like, hi.
As the whitest possible way. He goes, hello.
Yeah.
How are you guys?
So, yeah, it's set up that these guys are treating him as though he's like their black friend.
Right.
But it's communicated very clearly to us as the viewers that he is not a stereotype.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Even though to them, he is a stereotype.
Yeah.
Which is kind of disconcerting. But, you know, I like to focus on, especially when you've got these shows that have that's been a while since they aired. And though this show did, it should be noted, though while we said in the last episode that ABC only aired the 2 episodes, all 6 episodes eventually were aired on Comedy Central and the Cartoon Network Adult Swim.
Yep.
So they've definitely seen the light of day since then. But really, episode 3, we get some good stuff. We get some good Tarantino jokes.
Mm-hmm.
We get perhaps Patrick Swayze working in a pet store. No one's quite sure.
Well, he might be doing a movie. We don't know.
He might be. We get some another callback to the mole people. You know, it's a good episode. It's the Outbreak episode.
It's the Outbreak episode. Mm-hmm. Heavily parodies Outbreak.
Yeah.
The movie.
Leonardo comes back. How does it start here? We've got the burritos. Basically, we also have to remember
we start with Randall screwing up.
I was
going to
say,
time.
Randall is lazy, and that's where the problem starts.
Yeah. Randall is ordered to bring in a box of Escrito burritos, and he basically refuses to in his own Randall kind of way by, you know, instead of bringing it in, putting a chia pet on top of it, giving it some water and care, and just pretty much ignoring the burritos themselves until Dante comes around.
There could be a bumblebee outside.
That's true. Yeah. Well, the bee doesn't come into play until later, but that's definitely a big problem with Randall. Once Dante tells him to get rid of the burritos, then it becomes a huge problem.
It should be noted that any minor inconvenience is a huge deal to Randall.
Yes.
Yeah.
Randall is the Paul, oh my God, I can't even remember famous people's names anymore.
Oh no.
Everyone loves Paul Rudd. He's the Paul Rudd character from Wet Hot American Summer.
Pretty much, yeah.
You know, like there's that scene, the scene where he like has to clean up after himself, and Amy Poehler's trying to get him to like just clean up after himself at the mess hall.
And he just
that's how I think of
himself.
Like that's Randall. Randall's just like this oversized baby man.
Yeah. Yeah, but, like the burritos are sitting out in the sun. Randall goes out there just to put a chia pet on top, and then he goes back out again to water it once more, when at any point in time on his way back, all he had to do was pick it up and bring it inside. Like, it's not even the fact that it's a hard job or, it's a task, and he absolutely...
Yeah, but I do enjoy that he claims that the reason that they're reeking is that they're the fancy, expensive
ones. Expensive kind, which is brought into play later when Leonardo buys the... box of disgusting burritos because Randall refuses to throw it out because of the big B, as mentioned before. Mm-hmm.
And also, the big Asian guy's a robot.
Plug. Yeah. You find out Leonardo's assistant is actually a robot.
What's his name?
Possibly Plug. Killer.
Plug is his name? Yeah.
Plug is his name. So, I mean, you can take it from there.
Yeah. All right.
Leonardo's at the... I like saying Leonardo. Yeah. Just rolls off the tongue.
I like you saying it, too.
Anyways, there's a pet shop that Patrick Swayze is maintaining. That
allegedly.
Leo himself is posing for a picture there for Pet Store Weekly.
Yeah. Famed publication.
Gets bitten by a monkey. Randall,
which is clearly a chimp.
Yeah, 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 definitely.
They keep referring to the chimp as a monkey, but it's clearly a chimp.
It's a chimp.
But I do appreciate that Jay and Silent Bob are teaching it to smoke.
Well, they're looking for a monkey to buy so they can teach it to smoke. And I don't even think they end up buying the monkey. They just kind of take it.
They end up with a monkey.
They end up with a monkey by the end of the episode. And so, yeah, Leo gets bit by a monkey. Randall sells him the burritos. Leo gets sick. And the outbreak happens. We have a quarantine specialist played by James Woods coming in to take control of the situation.
It's always a good time for James Woods.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And if you need a cameo appearance, call James Woods.
Yeah.
Even if you need like a lady actor, call James Woods.
Plays a great
He'll make
lady.
It work.
He will surprise you.
Kind of like Larry King as one of the ugly stepsisters in the Shrek movie.
Yeah.
Just a super obvious, like...
Yeah. Yeah, just get it in there.
Yeah, exactly. So Quickstop becomes under quarantine because of said outbreak. The mayor and the police chief both suspect it is mole people who are both in costumes. Apparently this was going to be a running gag where the mayor was just in a different costume every time, getting ready to go to a costume ball. But, I mean, they only had 6 episodes and he only appeared in one. So they never really had a chance to go.
So it was a running gag. It was just running gag.
It was, yeah, just like a hop.
But he got to be Mayor McCheese.
He got to be Mayor McCheese, yeah.
And the police chief got to be Big Mac.
He was Big Mac, yeah.
Yeah.
And
but can anything kill the Grimace?
No. Absolutely nothing can.
Nothing can kill the Grimace. That's important to know. What were the Quentin Tarantino jokes? There was a couple good ones.
The jokes for Quentin Tarantino are made when Dante's trying to explain to people, like the government people, that this was a hoax made by somebody with too much time on his hands, and there was one other like defining factor.
Like a pop culture idiot with too much time on his hands?
With too much time on his hands. That's what it was.
This is the result of a pop culture junkie with too much time on his hands.
Quentin Tarantino! No.
Yeah, and then the episode ends... with the end of the episode, how do they resolve the outbreak, Sean?
How do they resolve it?
Yeah.
Doesn't really get resolved from what I remember, but essentially the guys are given their last day on Earth and they spend it by getting a burger with no ketchup unsuccessfully.
And at length.
And afterwards they bust out of the quarantine zone with a helicopter for some reason. How do they get out of it? I don't even remember.
Cause there's no virus.
There wasn't. Yeah. Right.
Does Leonardo just get better?
Oh, no, because they weren't sure about the virus, so they plan to liquidate the whole city.
Oh, right.
That's right. So they send
the bombers.
Attempt to liquidate the whole city. The pilot played by Bryan Cranston.
So they're coming to bomb the city out of oblivion, but they steal the helicopter and go up, and the only way... They have to find the frequency to speak to the bombers.
Right.
And...
Eventually, they become successful.
And convince them.
Right.
Yeah.
And, of course, Randall screws things up again and makes it sound like Dante is gay.
Mm-hmm.
Tells him he's gay. And then Bryan Cranston goes on a giant monologue about how it's okay to be gay, which we all know, of course. I mean,
Randall puts Dante in a position that in order to save the city, he has to admit that he's gay in public. Because that's how Kevin Smith comedy works sometimes.
And he does so successfully, and Leonardo is saved.
And then at the end, Charles Barkley tries to teach the kids, and he gets an ass beating for his troubles.
And the kids learned absolutely nothing, but look like they do anyway.
Yeah. Now take your shirt off. And then, of course, we have episode 4, the first episode that was aired by ABC.
This is the first episode that aired on TV, which makes absolutely no sense.
The slip and fall courtroom episode.
Like
right at the beginning, how does the soda get spilled by Randall?
Yeah, Dante is just finishing cleaning up the store, and then he's holding a garbage bag, and Randall says, "Oh, let me just throw this in there."
Yeah.
It rims out of the bag onto the floor, and it's there for all about maybe 5 seconds before Jay walks in, finds the little bit of soda, and slips and falls.
I think it's also funny to note that Randall still had a can of soda in his hand after he threw it.
Yeah, he just had like another can of soda and he was still drinking it. It's just, so he had to have just been like, you know, firing one in after another.
And then it doesn't actually become a problem until Randall goes to great lengths to goad someone into making it a problem.
And the thing is, Jay's just like, I just want a pack. Or he's like, just give me a pack of smokes for my emotional troubles. And then Jay says, what are you talking about? He's like, you could sue him for like $10 million. He's like, it's not like there's any high-powered lawyers coming in, which one immediately does come in.
Yeah.
Clearly, Randall's never going to help anyone resolve any issue. Like, one of the real problems with this show is that the characters aren't capable of solving their own problems for the most part.
Just like, creating problems.
Like, Randall is only good at... Yeah, exactly. Randall is only good at creating... He is the bad guy of the show.
That's true.
Randall's the antagonist of this show.
Absolutely.
All of the problems get created by Randall.
Mm-hmm.
Or exacerbated completely by Randall.
Mm-hmm.
Dante is the hapless schmuck
who doesn't have the guts.
He just does not have the brains or the ambition or something is missing to keep him from escaping like the gravity of Randall's personality.
Mm-hmm.
He's got to achieve escape velocity on his next trip around. Each orbit of the old Randall moon. He's got to try and escape, and he just doesn't seem to be trying.
Yeah, for sure. So then the rest of the episode takes place in the courtroom, with Honorable Judge Reinhold watching over everything, played by Judge Reinhold.
I love it.
And as he's introduced, it's a wave of laughter from everyone in the courtroom. As here's Judge Reinhold.
Yeah.
Ha 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 ha. Like just nothing but solid laughter in his face.
But they created the Judge Reinhold character and fleshed him out completely in like no time at all.
Yeah. With a simple dream sequence.
That dream sequence, all of a sudden you're like Judge Reinhold, the person is one thing, but Judge Reinhold, this character, I feel like I understand.
Yeah, definitely.
He wishes he was putting bananas in tailpipes with Axel Foley all day and all night, everywhere he goes. It's the high point of his life is when he was running around with Axel Foley, played by Phil LaMarr in this episode. Yep.
I also think it's funny that he says after the dream, I had that dream again. Like, this was definitely like more than twice that he's had this
recurring
dream.
Problem.
Oh, yeah. This is an every night thing for Judge Reinhold, I'm pretty
Absolutely.
Sure. And yeah, like the NBA jury.
Yeah.
like a jury of your peers.
Patrick Ewing gets booed.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't understand sports. I'm not a big sports guy, but I still didn't laugh.
The New Jersey, New York thing.
Oh, okay.
Right? Because they're in New Jersey, and Patrick Ewing played his entire career for the Knicks.
What a
I'll be the sports guy for
Sweet.
This
Okay,
episode.
Fair enough.
I'll be your sports guy.
That was useful, though. Thank you.
Yeah.
That, I get
I
it.
I feel
That's
much
why
more
he got
educated.
Booed. And then that takes it one step further, which is why... the New Jersey people who make the show, including Kevin Smith, wanted to take that one step further and make fun of Patrick Ewing's jump shot later in the episode, too.
Yeah, because he also has a dream sequence where...
Exactly. You get an extra little shot. Yeah, it's okay, Patrick. We got to go.
Oh, he finally won an important game.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. They wanted to make fun of Patrick Ewing, and they wanted... Yeah, and Charles Barkley got an opportunity to do it a little bit. And, I mean, the NBA players are excited to stay in a hotel.
Yep.
We got $5 for breakfast.
I hope this trial never ends.
You're millionaires.
Stop being poor.
What do you think, Steve?
I think the biggest problem with the whole episode, obviously, is there's a jury for a civil trial. It's like as soon as you realize that's happening, you're just like, this isn't how the legal system works. But then again, like, I just kind of put that to the side and enjoyed the rest of the show.
It's like this show needed to either be a Saturday morning cartoon mm-hmm. or a full-on primetime do it like Adult Swim show, right?
Yeah, yeah. Like late and night or something.
And that's the thing. Adult, it was a little bit ahead of its time in some ways.
For sure.
Like, sure, these four episodes we've watched so far aren't great. But what show is great in its first four episodes? Like,
for sure.
It would have benefited from a lot more rope to hang itself with, you know? And it just... But it was being produced and distributed by a place and time that was not friendly to what it needed to be.
Yeah,
you know,
for sure. Like, for myself, I watched the show, not all of it, but I think, like, years and years ago, I seen it. I was like, oh, yeah, like, on the DVDs. Yeah. Like, I saw it, and I was just like, yeah, I like this kind of thing. Like, I like Kevin Smith. I watched it again, and it's still, like, one of those ones I'd put on, and, you know, like, I'd still laugh at the fucking stupid jokes and all that. Like, it's, for me, it's one of those ones, like, it's kind of nice to have just sitting on the shelf as a show to rewatch again and
to bring out to Bragg for at friends with.
Yeah, it's like, have you ever even heard of this? No.
I have all six episodes.
Yeah, and it's short enough that you can watch them all in a sitting if you want
absolutely.
To.
Exactly, yeah.
Which is kind of nice. But yeah, like, a cartoon... I've never heard of a cartoon getting ordered for only six episodes. Like, that doesn't happen.
That's ridiculous,
like,
yeah.
It's really crazy. Yeah. It never got a chance, and if Adult Swim had existed for it, you know, if this had come along 5 or 6, 7 years later... I think it would have had a much better chance.
I think so,
I agree,
too.
I agree, yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
So then Lando comes back into play to help Randall and Dante relate with the jury.
Oh, that's right.
And unsuccessfully, I don't know. You know what? Maybe he was successful at helping them kind of figure out things, but Randall being Randall screws everything up and essentially plays the race card with the jury in the worst possible way.
Yeah. Yeah.
And very likely makes things worse for Dante.
Absolutely makes things worse for Dante. That's his job.
Pretty much. Right. Well, yeah,
like,
we've established that.
Like, there's, like, we need a problem and then we need to ramp up the action of the problem throughout the episode. And Randall essentially either creates the problem or creates the ramp up in every episode.
Yeah.
Like, Randall drives the plot by being a sociopath, terrible person. You know, like, Randall is he's the source of all conflict on this show.
Absolutely. And then after that proves unsuccessful, well, I guess Randall, we never really established that Randall volunteered himself to be Dante's
lawyer.
Yeah. Well, you see, but there's a thing here. They get, and I think this has been true of, like, basically every episode, is that Dante is too hapless of a character to solve anything, and
right.
Randall only gets them into more problems, so every episode kind of has to end with some sort of deus machina in order to, like, reset back
right.
to the way it was at the beginning, because neither of these characters can solve their problems.
Yeah,
true.
You're right.
But
and in this episode, they solve the problem by running out of a budget and doing, like, a bad Korean animation segment. Like, they don't have a way to end their plots. Like, there's writing problems on this show.
Yep, you're
like, there's
right.
a reason it didn't work. But that said, the tricks that they did employ, like the Korean animators thing, it could have been really terrible and really racist. And at first, it almost looks like it's going to be. But then they bring it back around by, it's like the Korean animators, when given freedom to animate whatever they wanted to, animate the characters in the show coming to save the Korean animators from animating the show. Like, it gets there. Like, that's satisfying.
For sure.
Yeah.
Here's a question for you guys. What the hell does Jay think a plaintiff is?
Matt Miniman, a plaintiff.
He just kind of goes off in his own little world there with...
He just likes to have any sort of status.
Fair enough.
Yeah, exactly.
He wants to be given...
He's got the title.
He wants to be titled. That's right.
You hear that sound, Bob? I'm a plaintiff.
Yeah.
Matt Miniman, a plaintiff.
Oh, Jay.
Yeah. Jay's a great character.
Yep.
So then we end the episode with multiple dream sequences, as we've been through a couple.
Oh, man. And they're good.
Dante has a dream that he is found guilty. Well, no, not that he's found guilty, but that the jury is in favor of the plaintiff, and he's forced to work at the Quick Stop for the rest of his life.
Right.
Randall dreams that he won the court battle.
And Dante's
that
idiot.
Dante's the biggest idiot ever.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Judge Reinhold dreams of bananas with Axel Foley.
Bananas with Axel Foley.
Patrick Ewing dreams of hitting his jump shot.
And I think that's all of them.
Yeah.
And then it ends with the big old Korean fart blast.
Yeah. It ends the same way as Bowfinger.
Yeah.
Exactly.
What was it? Secondhand purse ninjas?
Fake purse ninjas. I think it was fake purse ninjas.
I think that's right.
The MVP for episodes 3 and 4.
Ooh. Good question. You know what? I'm going to say Jay again.
You like Jay.
His innocence and ridiculousness just appeal to me.
Innocence is... Maybe not innocence, but naivete.
There we go. Yeah, that's probably more accurate than innocence.
He's childlike in certain ways that are enjoyable.
I'd say in most ways.
Yeah,
really.
he's good for a cartoon character.
Yeah, absolutely.
They should have just made a Jay and Silent Bob cartoon, right?
Yeah,
that probably would have had a more flexible premise. They could have.
I don't think they were as big characters though after the first Clerks, right?
Like, oh God, no.
That was the thing. Like,
well,
they
appeared in every Kevin Smith movie,
but they weren't. They weren't the focus.
True. Yeah, but they weren't
until they made.
They weren't big enough, I guess, at the time, which is kind of funny to say about.
Yeah.
Randall and Dante were big enough to make
big
a cartoon
time
about
Dante
them.
And
like,
Randall.
Yeah, oh yeah, like, those guys.
Like, so.
Well, I mean, Jay and Silent Bob Strike Back came out the next year. Mm-hmm. So if they had just waited on the production of their cartoon, it's possible that they could have made a Jay and Silent Bob cartoon in like 2003 or something. You know, but you know, hey,
times are bad.
You know, things go up and down with your projects. You never know what opportunities you could get in the future and what sort of things. Like, you gotta take the opportunities that come your way in a lot of ways, and this probably seemed like a good thing for them. But
and I mean, it's not like Kevin Smith isn't doing anything anymore. I mean, he just released a movie a while ago, Tusk.
What's your MVP of these two episodes, Steve?
Gonna give it to Lando.
Oh shit!
For
the
why?
New character.
He's like given this chance to try and like help them, which he does, despite the fact he's being attacked by dogs, which is never explained. Like, if you go up to somebody who's already clearly having like a fucking time with three dogs attacking you, and he still manages to like give you clear, helpful advice, no, that's a good friend. Like,
yeah, absolutely.
And then fuck you for wasting that advice.
Yeah. Like, or taking it to an awful, awful place.
Or misusing it, I guess. I don't know, but yeah. Oh, Lando was kicking it in the clutch, and they still wasted it. Like, he stuck it in there. Like, he was trying to hang on and help out, but sweet. Poor bastard.
How about you, Brett?
You know, I think I got to give it to Patrick Swayze.
Patrick Swayze?
I just love hearing Gilbert Gottfried's voice. Especially when we're like out of a character who's allegedly Patrick Swayze. I just get a big kick out of that. That
who owns
makes
a horse
me...
that has multiple Patrick Swayze movie names.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly, yeah. It's just I get a big kick out of that. It rounds things out for me. That's the Outbreak episode I don't think is very good, and I like Patrick Swayze in it. You know?
Fair enough.
And that's what I can deal with.
Okay.
But yeah. So I mean, hey, it's another bite-sized little episode for you guys, little shows that couldn't. Catch us next time. We'll round out the Clerks animated series and move on for episode 4. We'll get in there. So join us again, and you can check us out on Twitter at Little Shows Pod, or of course the website littleshowspodcast.com. I'm going to have to double check to make sure that that's right.
I thought it was Little Show. I think it might be Little Shows Pod.
Just Little Shows Pod. You know what? Now I got to check.
Let's double check before we sign off.
Yeah.
because this is important biz.
Yeah, we can't be sending you guys to the wrong places. Yeah, you know, no, wasting your precious internet.
It's right.
Things that hardly
you
exist.
You got things to Reddit.
Yeah, it is. Know. It's littleshowspod.com.
Perfect.
So you can find us on Twitter at littleshowspod or on our website, littleshowspod.com. I'm Brett. We've got Sean and Steve.
That's me.
Thanks for listening, guys.
We're signing off.
Thanks for listening.
Bye.